We're going to take a look at our small business spotlight. And this morning, our small business spotlight is Mavusana Rooibos Tea. And we chat to Vusumzi Mokoena, the co-founder at Mavusana Premium Rooibos Tea. A local entrepreneur has already tasted the sweet taste of success with his own premium rooibos tea brand, Mavusana Rooibos, but he's hoping to make his version one that could be everyone's cup of tea. So he joins us on the line right now. Good morning, Vusumzi, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, family of the Cape Talk and to the listeners.
When did you start this particular business venture?
Wow. Firstly, I'm coming from a family of rooibos lovers. So it has also always been my dream, you know, to leave a footprint in this world. But last year with a friend of mine, after, you know, engaging in some tea research, we decided, you know what, let us come up with our own tea. And then we jumped ideas around. And yeah, that's how it all came about, actually.
Your rooibos tea, are you just specializing in rooibos tea? And what the different flavors of rooibos tea do you have available?
At the present moment, we have the original authentic flavor of rooibos. We don't want to bite more than we can chew. So upon the research we've engaged upon, we've realized how much people love their rooibos, how much people know their rooibos. We were actually aiming at at the older people, which was our market. Little did we realize that, hey, Amy, who's only 19 years old, also loves her rooibos. So yeah, we have the authentic original rooibos flavor for now, but we are looking into diversifying into other flavors too.
Having a look at it and having a chat this morning to Vusumzi Mokoena, the co-founder at Mavusana Premium Rooibos Tea. What does the name Mavusana actually mean, Vusumzi?
So Mavusana, firstly, is any common nickname for any person called Vusi, or sometimes it can be Vuyo, or sometimes it can be Vusimizi, or sometimes it can be Vusumzi. So it's quite a common popular nickname for, especially in any tribe. But what it actually means, it means the builder or the one who built, Mavusana. So Mavusana is actually the one amongst your friends you can always rely on when you are in trouble and then they assist you. You're like, hey, you are such a Mavusana, or you are Mavusana. It can also reflect to or relate to a hustler. So it did not only mean my nickname. It went on and on and on and on to its significant name.
And hustling these days is not a bad word, hey? Because a number of people I know hustle. They do more than one thing at the same time. Explain to us, Vusumzi, how is it that your blend differs from what we know commonly on the supermarket shelves?
100%, man. We are working very closely with Cape Natural Tea Products, which they source their fynbos rooibos plant from the farmers. So we engage with them to create our very own special blend. So we don't do something so big that it must be manufactured, done, and then goes to the market. You know, we take steps, we taste it, we evaluate it, we sit down, we plan properly, we ensure that, okay, this is the rooibos that even Umama Ekonini will always recognize the aroma. Just by pouring your hot water on it, you can simply feel it that, okay, now this is it. So that's what set us different. And also the name itself, it's one name that people can always align themselves with, because what we've also identified is you get a lot of people, especially from where I'm from, they just love their rooibos, but they just want any rooibos next to them. But now they more specific that they want Mavusana, because it is a name they can easily blend with, and the packaging is one thing that they can always align with. And yeah, so that's what sets us different. It's just its top quality, its leaves, and the wood in the tea. You can feel that this is a authentic, original rooibos that every household in the country should have.
Chatting to Vusumzi Mokoena this morning, he's the co-founder of Mavusana Premium Rooibos Tea. It is quite difficult in the market out there, Vusumzi, to source your product, especially when you have a number of large companies out there also vying for the same product that, that you get. So how easily do you find it, or how easy do you find it to actually get your rooibos from your suppliers?
Like I said, that we are working close to close, very close, hand in hand. I mean, the only barrier we had, you know, was to chip in some cash, because you can't just get something for free. Otherwise, it's not much of a barrier to get the tea and to be packaged and everything. The barrier we are having is to actually push the tea, you know, because we are looking into getting into a lot of space, what we call the spaces. That will be your Cape Talk head offices, whereby you guys come on in the morning and say, okay, Zane Johnson, this is your tea, you know. We're looking into getting into spaces where, like in the offices, in schools, in corporate companies. That is a bit of a barrier, you know, guest houses. We actually supplying a few guest houses in Stellenbosch. What's up? So, yeah.
And I believe that in the Stellenbosch community, you also want to get the youth involved in getting them to, first of all, not only drinking rooibos tea, but also getting them to selling your brand. And, you know, a number of people are sitting unemployed. Maybe this is an opportunity for them.
Yes, it's a big opportunity, man. We are looking for distributors. We have what we call distributors. I mean, it gets crazy. You get someone in Fulane, you get someone in Khayelitsha, you get someone in Philippi saying, yo, I want the tea. And people really cannot wait for courier companies to courier their tea, you know, take a few days. Gandhi, if we have a distributor in every hood, you know, if we have a distributor in every class, in every township, that would work hard. People should always reach out to us. We are looking forward to work hand in hand with local entrepreneurs, people who can buy the boxes from us. They can stock it, and then they can sell it in their hood. They just need to reach out to us. And we have quite a few who are doing that, and it's crazy. We have a distributor in Khayelitsha, and we usher all the Khayelitsha orders to him. The response is just so overwhelming. So we are looking for more people to come on board. All the distributors can reach out to us. We're easily available on Facebook, Instagram, on our website, also on my personal page. I can always usher them. So, yeah.
Vusumzi, I've got a caller on the line, Lillian out in Somerset West. Lillian, good morning. You have a question for Vusumzi?
Yes, I do. I'd like to know, is it available in any...
Sorry, Lillian, we didn't get the... You would like to know if it's available?
In any of the shops in Somerset West.
Vusumzi, are you in any one of the stores in Somerset West or close to Somerset West? Vusumzi?
Get into the coffee shops or the... or get a distributor in Somerset, but we're not available yet. But we can always courier. We try by all means to make sure that we deliver to our people. So Somerset West is just next door. But yeah, we do not have any distributor in Somerset West. But yeah, we are looking to anyone who can come forward, and then we can.
There we go, Lillian. You can probably order from them. I think that they are on Facebook. Give us details for your rooibos tea, Vusumzi.
100%, man. People can check us on Facebook, firstly. It's Mavusana Rooibos Tea. They can go to our website, www.mavusana.co.za, www.mavusana.co.za. They can check us on Instagram, at Mavusana Rooibos Tea. My personal number is 073. I'm not scared to give out this one. 073-9983-431. Let me repeat that. 073-9983-431. On Facebook, I'm Vusumzi Vusi Mukwena. Vusumzi Vusi Mukwena. And yeah, I mean, on Twitter, I'm at Real Vusumzi. We're just easy to find. You drop us a DM and we will deliver.
That's Vusumzi Mukwena chatting to us. He is the co-founder of Mavusana Premium Rooibos Tea.